eel fish. That's an eel. It's a fish meat right on.
What about from the Gulf? What kinds of fish did they get from down there?
Oh, no. I was born and raised here. I've been 67 years, and I ain't never been away from here 3 months in my life, and so you getting out of my territory when you get out of the Gulf, because I never hardly visit. I visit out there a little while, but when I go visit, I don't never hardly go around no seaports or nothing, so I couldn't tell you nothing about that.
Well, you know something, they go out and they get in these boats and get nets.
Oh, that's swamps. I know they get swamps.
Uh-huh.
I saw swamps. I catch swamps in these boats and crab, but it's on the side of the bank, crab, because I went out there crabbing, but swamp boats, I know this goes out.
What about something that pearls grow in?
What is that?
That pearls grow in, something
that's a crab.
Or something that comes in a shell.
In a shell, that's a crab.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what is oyster?
Say if you were going to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
You dig baits.
Mm-hmm.
Baits or worms, they call them worms. They call them baits or worms, either one.
What do you call the long ones?
Call that a worm.
What about a kind of fish you could use for bait?
Well, you can use small fish, silver fish, any kind of small fish you can use for bait. Mm-hmm. But a shiner, the more you use mostly for just out there casting out for fishes, and something like that. But when you're setting out trout lines for fish, you use any kind of fish more.
Mm-hmm.
Little perches, little cats, anything, that's when you... Of course, that setting hook, you take a line and put it across the river and tie a gang of lines on it, and that a little fish out there swimming, a fish passed by and grabbed me and could grab the hook too.
Something that you'd find in a stream, if you lifted up a rock maybe, it's got claws on it, and if you touch it, it'll swim away backwards.
Crawfish.
Oh, a crawfish.
Huh?
Crawfish.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a crawfish. Crawfish, yeah, crawfish.
What about something that's got a hard shell and can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
That's a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cooter or a turtle.
What's the difference?
Are both of them the same. Cooter and a turtle are the same thing.
Where do they stay?
Well, they stay in the mud. Them old snapping cut turtles stay in the mud. And soft-shell turtle, he stay in the comb like a fish leg.
Mm-hmm. What about something that stays on land?
Well, they got a more dried back turtle.
Uh-huh.
What they call a stinky back.
A what?
Stinky back.
Uh-huh.
You hear them and you can smell them. Well, they'll crawl around on the ground anywhere, mostly in a low place in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly loggerhead and
do you hear terrapin or gopher, tarpon?
I don't believe. I don't know the name of them that well, but I do know a striped head. I know the striped head and a loggerhead and a soft shell.
Mm-hmm. What about something you hear making a noise around a lake at night?
Bullfrog?
Mm-hmm. What about the little ones that come out after it rains?
A rainfrog?
What about then the kind that hops around on the land?
That's a toad frog.
Mm-hmm.